when you read, say, Lord, I want to hear what you're saying to me. There are times when I read only one verse. Sometimes it's like that. Because I want to hear, what are you trying to say to me through that verse? Many important decisions that I took in my life. In 1964, which is nearly 60 years ago, I was reading the Bible one day, and God spoke to me and said, you are my servant, and I have called you. And I thought about that, and I felt very clearly in my heart that the Lord was calling me to quit my job in the Navy and come out to serve Him. That's a very, very big decision. And I said, Lord, I want some confirmation of that. I believe it. I'm ready to act on it. But I read in the Bible that when God called Paul and Barnabas, let me show you that portion in case you're not sure of it. Acts chapter 13. You know, Paul and Barnabas were called to a very amazing ministry of planting churches in many parts of the world. And we read here in Acts 13 that, if you read carefully, you'll notice things that you won't notice if you read very quickly. Read verse 1 and 2 and see if you notice what I'm going to point out right now. See if you read carefully, there'll be a difference. Read carefully. There were at Antioch in the church prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manoen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. And while they were ministering to the Lord and fasting, they were waiting on the Lord. That's what it means. They're waiting on the Lord and fasting. The Holy Spirit said to all of them, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I've called them. So that means while they were waiting in prayer, all of them felt an inner witness in their spirit. That's what it means when it says the Holy Spirit spoke to them. All of you sitting here, the Barnabas and Saul who are sitting here and praying, I want you to set them apart for my service. And when you read subsequently of what they accomplished, planting churches in so many places, you can see what a tremendous ministry was beginning right here. And now, see what he says. Did you notice this? And it says here in verse 3, they fasted, prayed, laid their hands on them, and sent them away. But the thing I want you to notice, I don't know how many of you noticed this. The Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work. And here's the most important part. To which I have already called them. God had already called them. But they were waiting for a confirmation from others. And that's how it is in the body of Christ. We never act independently in a church. We feel a strong impression in our heart. Barnabas and Saul, in their private prayer, they felt that God was calling them to quit whatever they were doing and go out into some type of ministry. But they waited till that confirmation came from others. And there you see their humility. Not feeling that I know what to do and I don't need to consult anybody. I've seen people who try to go out to serve God like that without reference to anybody, without referring to other more godly people. And they usually make a mess of their life. They're pretty arrogant to think that I know I'm in touch with God and I don't need anybody's help. We are in a body. And the Lord places in a body. So whenever you're taking a very important decision, it's very important that you seek counsel from other members of the body. So here I was taking a very important decision nearly 60 years ago. And I did not know whom to consult. And I remember the place where I was sitting. very clearly the day God had called me. And right then, a man of God in India, whom I respected more than anybody else, walked up to me, who never knew anything of what was happening in my mind, and said, "When are you thinking of leaving the Navy?" Amazing. There was a man who was in touch with God. And all of a sudden, I mean, I had met him many, many times, years before that. He never asked me that before. But that day, within about half an hour of God speaking to me, he walked up to me and said to me, "When are you thinking?" That was the confirmation I looked for, just like here. Then I knew I was clear. And as soon as I went back to work, I put in my resignation. I'm leaving. And although the Navy took a couple of years to release me, they did finally release me. Even there, you know, when I put in my resignation, I said, "Lord, you said in Matthew 28, for example, let me ask you that also, on what basis do people go out to serve the Lord?" I'll tell you what I've heard. Some preacher will get up in a meeting and say, "There's a great need out there in this country in Africa. People haven't heard the gospel." Or, "There's a great need in some part of North India. People haven't heard the gospel." Or some part of China, or some in the middle of the Pacific or something. "There's a great need over there. And we need people who go and preach the gospel, and people volunteer and come up to the front." Yeah. I don't know all their stories, but I'm sure that most of them mess up their life. I've seen that. On what basis are we supposed to go into every country and make disciples? Not because there is a need. There was a need in the world the day Adam sinned. Adam and Eve were lost after they sinned. They were on their way to hell. Why didn't Jesus come the next day and die for their sins? Why did he wait 4,000 years after Adam and Eve sinned, when so many millions and millions of people had sinned and messed up God's plan and gone to hell? Why did he wait so long? If you were in God's place, would you wait so long? You'd say, "No, immediately, let's act immediately." Or at least a few years later, let Jesus go down and save people instead of wasting so much time. There's one word that helps me a lot in such situations. That's in Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55, God says, this is a word that's helped me greatly. Isaiah 55. "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." What is the Lord saying? The way you think is completely different from the way I think. That's exactly what he's saying. And then we say, how can we know the mind of the Lord? I'll tell you. The more we humble ourselves, and the more we listen to God as we read His Word, more and more and more, our mind will gradually get conformed to His likeness. That's how we understand God's Word. But we have to begin by saying, "Lord, the difference between my way of thinking and your way of thinking is as different as heaven is from the earth." How different is that? Totally different. Completely opposite. So that's a verse that you've got to bear in mind. So don't think that you can just pray and act and say, "Oh, I feel God wants me to do this." I've seen a lot of people do things like that, and they mess up their whole life and do a lot of stupid things. They even quote a verse sometimes. You know, the devil quoted a verse to Jesus saying, "Act on this verse. Jump off the roof of the temple. He has the promises, his angels will take care of you." I've seen people in India who refuse to take medicine and take some verse in the Bible and they die. They listen to the devil. Jesus said it, but it is also written, you should not tempt the Lord your God. So if Jesus had acted on one verse of scripture, he would have committed suicide, jumping off the temple, saying, oh, the angels would protect me. The angels would not have protected him. Because there was another verse of scripture that balanced that out, saying, you shall not tempt the Lord your God by doing something so foolish as jumping off the roof of a temple. So it's very important to remember these things. And these things come to us if you read the Bible carefully and ask God to speak to you.